Hey there, true believers. My name is Joshua, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is a classic Christmas movie that most people I know watch every year. Whether it's the 1966 animated original, the 2000 live-action movie with Jim Carrey, or the newest one from 2018 with Benedict Cumberbatch, they all tell roughly the same story. A grumpy man who's hurt by Christmas tries to steal Christmas so nobody else can be happy, just like he's been for many years. Personally, I think my favorite adaptation of this story is the latest one starring Benedict Cumberbatch. As a guy who really just appreciates animation technology, the animation from Illumination Studios in this one is just breathtaking. The animation style, the color scheme, just everything in Whoville looks incredible. And I also love the writing as well. I felt like the Grinch just felt so much more relatable and human, even though I'm not even sure what he is. He was grumpy, but he also really cared about his best friend Max the dog, even if he did totally take advantage of his loyalty, which the Grinch should. But at the end of the film, after he took all the presents, pop guns, pampunas, pantukas and drums, checkerboards, bizzle bings, popcorn and plums, he took the Who's Feast, he took the Who Pudding, he took the Roast Beast, he cleaned out the ice box as quick as a flash, why that Grinch even took the last can of Who Hash. And after the Grinch took everything he saw, the morning came, and the Whos of Whoville started to gather outside. And I love this version of the Grinch because of what they say at the end. Cindy Lou Who looks out on all the terrible things that have happened, and she blames herself for thinking that she made Santa mad, and that's why he stole Christmas from everyone. I love the mom's response to this. She says, No, honey. He didn't steal Christmas, he just stole stuff. Christmas isn't here. When we look around us this Christmas, for many of us, it can look pretty bleak. It's probably the toughest Christmas many of us have ever had. A lot of the things we loved about Christmas is getting together with family and sharing a meal, giving gifts, enjoying Christmas traditions. And depending on where you live, a lot of us can't do these things this year. But none of that stuff is actually Christmas. None of that stuff is what Christmas is really about. COVID can steal some of these physical things away from us, but COVID cannot steal the true meaning of Christmas. Christmas is about the love of the Father. God loves all his children so much. He loves us more than anything he has ever made. The world was not called very good until humans were created. We are his favorite. He loves us with an unfathomable love, a love so great that he sent his son God to come and be a human being and live a human life. Jesus was born, the greatest gift to humanity. That's one Christmas gift nothing can take away from us. It's the true meaning of it all. I know it's a hard season. Many of us cannot celebrate Christmas the way we want to. But maybe God is using what the enemy meant for evil to be a time for us to remember what actually matters. The Grinch's heart grew three sizes when he saw that the world didn't need these material things in life to celebrate what really mattered. He was shown what truly matters, and he was given hope. We can show hope to others this Christmas season by being full of joy and hope and laughter that just seems so out of place. If we can be full of that hope and others can see us with that hope, they may just wonder, what is Christmas really about? Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, was born. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit that subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Joshua for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, it's impossible for God to stop loving you. So just take a deep breath. It's gonna be okay.